Okay, welcome back to Heritage Days, celebrating Heritage Days here at Heritage Hill, just 4 miles east of Montevideo, just off Highway 7 on a beautiful day. And Liz Peterson joins me from the Heritage Hill Board, and, well, I just talked to your sister, and now it's your turn.
Yes.
How's it going today?
Good. We have beautiful weather this year compared to last year.
Oh, it's usually 100 degrees, isn't it?
Yeah, usually, or pouring rain, so very fortunate this year.
Yeah. Yeah, great tractor pull at 1:15 this afternoon, or tractor pull, tractor parade.
Yes.
This afternoon, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that actually wasn't all of our entries, so we're excited to see what it looks like tomorrow.
What are you featuring this year for tractors?
This year is Minneapolis Moline.
Okay. I learned something new, that they have different colors, yellow and orange, was it?
Yeah, you'll have to talk to somebody more educated on that, but yes, that is true.
So what's your job on the board?
I am the treasurer.
You're the treasurer?
Yes, and I've actually, more recently in the last couple of years, have taken over our vendor booths. So I really hit the ground running this year, and we've got 2 buildings full of vendors this year.
Oh, 2 buildings full of vendors.
Yeah.
So people can come here and shop, too.
They definitely can. We've got a lot of different vendors set up, from leatherworking to authors to homemade clothing, table runners, coats. Yeah, we've got it all. So
being the treasurer, they trust you with the money then.
Yes, they do. AJ just said behind me, he's like, she's probably the most trustworthy one on the board.
There you go. All right. We have a special guest with us, Liz. Why don't you introduce yourself?
So today we also have with us Richard Emsch. He is one of the founding members of Heritage Hill, and this is just a great example of how the old and new can come together and make the same show work for the general public, and it's always been a blessing to work alongside Richard here to get this to go. So.
Well, Richard, welcome to Q92.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's kind of a nice day.
Beautiful day.
Yep.
You're one of the founding fathers of Heritage Hill, huh?
Yes, I was here when this started.
Okay.
We come from down south. We moved up here. I have the big engine I found. And a lot of lens build all the buildings around here. I helped move in or build. So
are you a farmer by trade?
I was a farmer, but I'm only 39 years old.
Oh, you're still 39 years old,
but
right?
Tomorrow I'll be 93.
I'm serious. Happy birthday, 93 years old.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool, Richard.
I was an Oliver man, and I built the pulling tracks out here and put the lights up out here.
So this Heritage Hill that we're in now, there was nothing here before when you started then?
There was nothing here but 25 acres, and we walked down around here, the driveway, and then the church was built, and the schoolhouse was moved in, the kitchen was built here, the Barnell building was a cleaning barn.
Okay.
And I helped build, I was
the woodshed or whatever?
The big engine.
The big engine.
I found that up to Benson.
Oh, that big engine over there. The steam engine?
The Fairbanks.
No, that's a gas.
Oh, okay, gas engine.
We put the engine down there, and then we built the building over it.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, yeah. And I've seen all three of these buildings been built. I've been around here a few years.
Oh, I guess.
We started small, and what a show we got today. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Last year it was 100 degrees, and just too hot. People don't come out.
Right.
So
how's the, well, you remember your first tractor you ever bought then? You remember your first tractor?
Well, yeah, that's been way before your time. I'm originally from Ohio. I moved up here 50 years ago. Bought a farm. I farmed with Oliver tractors. I started with John Deere, and it was too slow. So I bought a big tractor, and
awesome.
And we farmed up to 1,000 acres.
Awesome. Good. So you were on the board, the Heritage Hill board, for many years, I'm guessing?
Many years. I was president 1 year.
Yeah. I noticed when they introduced the board members on the stage earlier this afternoon, there's a lot of young people up there. What do you think about that?
Well, it's the best thing that ever happened. When you got young people, you got enthusiasm to thinking. Brains are thinking. My brain is going.
Yeah.
You know, we got to get some new stuff. Well, like her over here, the Secretary of Treasury. You know.
Yeah.
You know, I know a family.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, it's quite the thing that you guys started. Do you remember how it got started? Whose idea it was to start Heritage Hill? Do you remember that at all or not? How did this get started?
How did this get started? Probably a bunch of us old farmers got together and said we'd like to... It used to be 10 miles south of us here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the Swenson farm.
Oh, yeah, the Swenson farm, of course, yeah.
And we had a gentleman that would sell us this 25 acres, and so we bought it, and...
Here we go.
You see what's here today.
The purpose of Heritage Hill is the purpose of Heritage Hill to educate this generation of how farming was back in the day?
Well, I think there's a lot of young kids come out here and that never seen a tractor.
Yep.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
I rented my first farm at 15.
15?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come out here when I was 40 and bought a farm.
Okay.
Been there since.
All right. But Richard?
I left Ohio.
Okay, yeah.
This is some relation. He's up here to visit us.
Okay.
He's from Ohio.
Welcome to Minnesota. All right. Well, Richard, happy birthday. 93 years young tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going for 100.
You're going for it. Go for it.
He's shaking his head yes.
Okay. All right, what's that? Okay. Yep. Yep. Okay, came from Ohio. Your friend came from Ohio to be here today.
Jim Burkhart.
Yeah. Well, welcome, Jim, to Minnesota. You came a long ways. Yeah.
He come out here to see the show.
Nice. What do you think of it, Jim? Okay, good. Awesome. All right. Richard, thank you for... go ahead. One more thing.
No, I don't have a thing to say. You know, okay. I've lost for words.
Well, this is one of my favorite things to cover in radio every year is to come out here to Heritage Day, Heritage Hill. So.
And we're glad to have you out here.
All right. Thank you.
Look at the publicity we get. Oh, yes, goes through the air.
That's right. Worldwide we are.
Worldwide. All right.
All right. We'll talk to you next year, too. Okay?
I'll be here.
All right, Liz, that Richard's amazing, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
So, and so you want to tell us what's going on the rest of the day here quick?
Sure, I can do that. So right now we've got the antique plowing going on in the backfield back here. That'll be going for a little bit. Around 3:30, you can hook up to the Prony Brake, check out your engine or any tractor that you want to see. At dusk tonight, we are having a spark show, which is pretty cool. Joe Hutt from the Boyd area made a homemade spark show that he's going to be putting on tonight.
It's like a big fireworks display, but it comes out of a tractor, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yep. He has it powered by his little tractor.
All right. Liz, thanks for talking. Appreciate it. You can shake my hand. Okay. I was trying to swat a bee out of my way.
There's a lot of bees out there.
I'm definitely afraid of bees. So.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Liz.
Yes, thank you.
And we'll continue with our Heritage Hill broadcast here. So come on out. It's a free will gate donation.
It is free will.
When you come to the gate, and they're here all day Saturday, too. So come bring the family out. And with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios.